K-State Nation, another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast starts right now. Eddie Greer here for the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, with K-State University on this Thursday. Almost said February. Well, we're coming up on a new year, so it'll be in our lap here if we make it that far. Here, November 6, 2025. Thank you for tuning into this latest edition of the podcast here, folks. All things Kansas State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas here. I'm going to get straight into it here. Obviously, this is the first time this podcast. We are all things K-State sports. Whether that's obviously football off for the final time, final bye week of 2025, or the beginning of men's women's basketball, women's volleyball, resuming action tonight. We'll get into that momentarily and so much more. Thank you for your continued support of this other K-State podcast, Sport Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Well, yes, K-State, the women's volleyball team, right? We talked about this at length forever, right? But now they return home to Morgan Family Arena tonight. I feel like I've got my days mixed up. I don't know why. It's just been a long, back end of October and now into November. And yeah, but anyways, yeah. So they begin their 4-game home stretch now, starting this week, starting tonight in Morgan Family Arena against Cincinnati before Colorado over the weekend. Of course, Colorado, that is a Saturday game at 1 o'clock. There, but before we get even into that, this team's got to get through Cincinnati. And again, the kind of the big thing coming out of that road trip is obviously the injury to Anaya Clinton, one of the big three. If you've been following this podcast since the very beginning of the semester, right, you would know, obviously, that I have named Shaylee Myers, Ava LeGrand, Anaya Clinton. The big three, right? Obviously, what they bring to the table. Shaylee Myers has come out, well documented, a tremendous senior season there as well. And so you got to deal with that. She got hurt during the Utah game. So I don't know the severity of that. Hopefully, it's, again, like we say, I'm not on the court watching the game. I'm not in the locker room. I'm not in the stands. Well, obviously, because we're out here in Kansas City, Missouri, out in this wind, you know what I'm saying? But again, hopefully she gets back on the court, because last time they were on the court, they got dusted by BYU, 17-ranked BYU at that moment in time there as well. So they came out of that road trip again, 2-3. Now you open up a 4-game home stand in your own building and you host Cincinnati team. That's a 12-8 team coming into the night, right? 4-6 in the conference there. And it feels like they played this team early in the year. Yeah, they did. Yeah. Yeah, they played earlier this year. Now my memory is getting correct here. We've done so, like per usual, again, for those of you who refresh this podcast, we try to do every recap / postcast / reaction after every K-State Athletics game. Now, again, let's set the record straight that I will be out of town. Why is it cold in here? But anyways, I'll be out of town, heading out of town tomorrow afternoon around lunch hour, somewhere around there. So I'll be out of town. So I know we got basketball on Saturday, and if there's a game 3 of the Fall World Series, which that starts tonight at Toy Family Stadium in Manhattan, Kansas. I'll see if I get more information on that beforehand. Obviously, well, today is Thursday, so I need to get that information now. You know what I'm talking about. So, yeah, man, it's going to be really fascinating to see, you know, what happens with that. But, yeah, volleyball, yeah. But, anyways, this is finished my point, yeah. Be out of town tomorrow. So when I get back Sunday I'll be getting back Sunday. So, probably not till Monday to get you guys caught back up on what happened during the weekend. So, we know we got men's basketball, men's at home. Women are playing SMU. Men's basketball team are playing Bellarmine, if I'm not mistaken, there as well. So, yeah, you got a lot of things going on in between that. I've been recording ahead, so you guys should be okay. And I haven't even posted cross-country, so you guys should be okay. We'll do a couple more recordings today, and then that should get you I should get you set there as well, and maybe in past Monday as well, because we're prepared for that there as well. And of course, we already said it's Colorado on Saturday afternoon. So yeah, we'll get you caught back up once I'm back in town there as well. And again, Colorado is 20th ranked going into this week, 20-3, 10-1 in the Big 12. Cincinnati, tonight's opponent. And we'll have postcast, obviously, so you'll get a postcast coming out of this tomorrow. So I'll do a recording tomorrow before heading out of town. So you'll get, yeah, you wish, you, yeah, K-State Nation, y'all should be chat at least for the weekend, probably till through Monday as well. We've been doing some off-the-field news as well, so you guys should be okay there as well. But anyways, yeah, Cincinnati, 4-6, this is the Pro Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. Both of these games will be seen on ES, will be broadcasted on ESPN Plus and on the ESPN app there as well. 7 games left for the K-State Women's Volleyball team. Eddie Greer, Pro Bunch of Podcasts, all things K-State sports. They sit 10th in the Big 12 standings. Is that right? Yeah, they sit 10th in the Big 12 standings. I gotta check that, double check that. And they sit there right now, the 5-6 record there. Again, they lost to BYU the last time they hit, they were on the court. But Shaylee Myers right now, heading into tonight's action, 12th in the nation in kills per set, just a shade under 5, 14 points per set, over five. She's only second to Colorado's Anna Brulich, which they'll see this weekend as well. Ava LeGrand. Again, this is part two of the Big Three. 10th double-double against Utah. 48 digs. This was last week. 48 digs, 11 kills there as well. And then it looks like K-State boasts an RPI of 41. That's 7th best in the Big 12. Again, this is with 7 matches to go for K-State there in the 2025 season there. And Cincinnati, the last time they were on the court, they look like they swept Houston last time they were on the court there as well. So there's that as well. Okay, yeah, K-State at least all-time series. And then, yeah, these two teams met. Yeah, because I remember, I think it was, I want to say, I have to go back and look at this at the schedule here real quick. I'm gonna do that right now. This is Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer here. Yeah, so this is round two of Cincinnati. Nope, that's not what I want. Of Cincinnati and K-State. And this time, K-State hosting Cincinnati there as well. Eddie Greer here for the podcast there as well. Let me see if we can find that. Nope. Yeah, so let me see here. Game info here. There's a click on this tab here real quick. Yeah, so this was on the road 3-2 earlier in the conference season. Yeah, K-State. No, it was Cincinnati. Forced the fifth set, and then K-State rolled in the fifth set there. Yeah, so you go back, Cincinnati, it was Cincinnati taking the first set, then K-State took the next two, and then Cincinnati forced a fifth set there, and again, K-State 15-7 there. This was the last time that these two teams met on the court there back in October, early October, almost a month ago now from that there as well. So yeah, so we'll see if K-State can complete the sweep. And also it within that 7 match stretch too, you gotta play KU again, but you're hosting them this time. So but we gotta get past Cincinnati. Hopefully we can bring the broom, the season sweep tonight. That's what's on the line for head coach Jason Mansfield and company tonight, as they'll host Cincinnati to begin a 4-game home swing here in Manhattan. Well, not here, but you know what I meant, out there in Manhattan. K-State, the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it where a podcast is free and available daily, or if you just record K-State content. Again, make sure you're not already subscribed, like, hit the long bell every time we update your content daily. Y'all be notified about it. Number two, Podbean app. Now, I'm trying to figure out this thing. I'm going to smoke too soon. But anyways, we're still going to rock on. Again, depending, maybe I might squeeze one in. I'm not going to promise you that. But if I do, I'll let you know about it. Podbean app, Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. Once again, that is Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. That is G-R-I-E-R, the number 3 EDDID Process Podcast, for more bonus coverage of the K-State Wildcats. And of course, yes, sir. Yes. And oh, by the way, fresh content up there now. So make sure you go back, check the latest episodes out on that. And of course, tell a fellow K-State fan about the Purple Project Podcast, whether that's a freshman, senior, a new resident out there. You get the drift, including Brett Yarmack. You're Mac, the current commissioner of the Big 12, about the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Alex Zane out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Thank you so much once again. Tonight, K-State Cincinnati in Morgan Family Arena in Manhattan, Kansas. Home game tonight, 6:30. We'll see if K-State can put the season sweep on Cincinnati. This has been another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things Kansas State Athletics. Go Cats.